Word of mouth!
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. With an average of nearly 100,000 marriage licenses issued annually, Las Vegas is known as the wedding capital of the world. But before there was Vegas, there was Elkton, Maryland. Producers Nell Beschenstein and Kelly Libby took a trip to this tiny town to find out more about its former life as the country's capital of elopement.
On the second floor of a small stone building along the main street in Elkton, Maryland, a bride stands in front of a full-length mirror, making sure her veil has not messed up her hair.
How are you feeling?
I feel like I'm a little nervous. Butterflies.
Ever since she was little, Amanda Herkner has known the little wedding chapel is where she'd eventually tie the knot. A church or courthouse in her home state of Pennsylvania was never in the cards.
My mom and my stepdad got married here, and my third grandparents got married here, and my aunt and my uncle got married here as well.
While family tradition may have been what brought her here, if you go back to the 1930s, the opposite would have been true. That was when couples flocked to Elkton to buck tradition, not honor it.
The street is full of parked cars and the buzz with people as the lights illuminate the night.
That's Mike Dixon. He works for the Cecil County Historical Society, and he's showing us a photo of Elkton's main drag in the 1930s. You can see the street glowing with signage, advertising chapels and ministers. The story of Elkton's boom days begins in the early years of the 20th century. As a generation of young people tested the limits of parental authority, quickie weddings were on the rise. In an effort to curtail the unsavory trend, state legislators had begun making couples wait at least 48 hours between applying for a marriage license and getting one. In 1913, Delaware became the latest in a string of northeastern states to implement such a rule.
Those couples who couldn't wait 2 days to get hitched saw a road around the new laws. That road led to Elkton, just 5 miles south of the Delaware state line. In Maryland, there wasn't a residency requirement or a waiting period.
Of course, Delaware's not that big, so it wouldn't generate the volume.
Again, Mike Dixon.
But it's New York, New Jersey, Camden, Trenton, Philadelphia. So it was really geography that's doing it to us. You know, we're the first place in Maryland that you can easily get to from the urban areas north of us. And then you can get married and you can get out of town.
Within a few years, 15 chapels had set up shop along the town's main strip. The number of weddings skyrocketed from 300 in 1913 to 36,000 in 1936. That's more than 10 times the population of Elkton itself.
So it's enormous. And what it was doing was it was bringing, like, some days there were 100 couples getting off that train. So the cab companies see a business opportunity, and I'm always amazed at how entrepreneurial they were.
Those cabs would bring couples to get a marriage license, then deliver them to a chapel, wait outside while the couple said their vows, and then return the Mr. and Mrs. in time to catch the afternoon train home. While the rest of the country struggled through the Depression, business in Elkton was gangbusters. Of course, not everybody was happy about the industry behind the town's economic boom.
We were a state-owned Methodist Presbyterian Episcopal minister, and you're looking at these fast marriages. It's not what you approve of, you know. And, you know, certainly the Roman Catholic Church is not going to approve of these things. And they would do everything they could to kill it off, or regulate it.
Ordinance after ordinance was proposed to constrain the wedding trade. Some were targeted at the cab companies, other at the explosion of street signs pointing the way to the chapels. Local business leaders were able to defeat these laws. Unfortunately for them, there were larger factors at play.
Good morning. Stop that music.
This is a scene from the Philadelphia Story, which came out in 1940.
Dexter, what next?
2 years ago, I did you out of a wedding in this house by eloping to Maryland.
2 years ago?
Thanks to Elkton, eloping to Maryland had entered the cultural lexicon. The entire state was being tarred by the town's tawdry reputation.
Which was very bad manners.
And so state lawmakers took matters into their own hands. In 1938, they passed a 48-hour waiting period.
To quote the Evening Sun, I think they said a melancholy gloom descended over Elkton's matrimonial magnates.
The town never really recovered. Marrying couples continued to come, but more out of nostalgia than need. Which brings us back to Amanda, the current day bride in Elkton.
Downstairs, the wedding party and minister have taken their places. Within minutes, the bride has made her entrance.
Will you, Charles, have this woman to be your lawful wedded wife, to live together in the covenant of marriage?
With that, Amanda's family tradition continues. But there's a decent chance it will end with her. The little wedding chapel is the last remaining chapel from Elkton's heyday, and it's for sale. So far, its owners haven't found a buyer willing to perform weddings there, which means that Elkton's matrimonial history may soon be reduced to just another historical marker on just another street, in just another town, off I-95.
And that story came to us from the radio show and podcast Backstory with the American History Guys.
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love.
Word of Mouth continues its matrimonial journey with a look at a growing trend among the soon-to-be betrothed, the unplugged wedding. Why couples are insisting guests turn off their cell phones after the news.
Make a fool of-